The seized Iranian ship was in Gibraltar, a British territory off the coast of Spain. Spain's government isn't getting much done these days. The socialists won the most seats in Spanish elections back in April, but it's a parliamentary system there, and negotiations to form a new coalition government are at a standstill. The socialists campaigned on the so-called ecological transition, moving away from coal and toward clean energy. People have been mining in Spain's northern region of Asturias for 150 years, but the industry is almost dead. They were looking to the socialists for hope and new green jobs. But as Lucia Benavides reports, hope is on hold.
It's 2 p.m, and dozens of miners, mostly young men, are walking out of the San Nicolas coal mine in a hurry to get home and eat lunch. The underground mine is located in a valley surrounded by lush green hills. At its peak, the mine employed around 2,000 people. Today, about 200 work here. One of the miners leaving his morning shift is Gorka Peña. He's 36 and has been working at San Nicolas for 9 years.
Mi padre trabajaba en el lavadero del Batán.
He says his father was also a miner. He didn't expect to end up in the trade himself. San Nicolás is the last working coal mine in all of Spain.
Aquí ni ves futuro, ni hay juventud, cada vez.
Peña says there's no future here, no youth. There are more retirees than working people. And Peña says the younger generations are leaving the region or even Spain to find jobs. Many of those I spoke to say they just want work so they can stay, and it doesn't have to be in a coal mine. Last October, the leading mining union struck a deal with Spain's socialist government to funnel 220 million euros into the region over the next decade. José Luis Alperi is the union spokesperson.
En Asturias, lo que pedimos y lo que necesitamos es que...
What we're asking for and what we need is for this ecological transition to be exactly what it says it is. That is, that no one be left behind.
Alperi is cautiously optimistic. The union has struck deals with the Spanish government in the past, both liberal and conservative parties. But Alperi says they broke their promises. They haven't invested in the region. Retired miner Fredo Oviña is skeptical of the Spanish governments, past and present. He sits at a cafe with 3 other friends, drinking afternoon beers in the mining town of San Martin. Oviña says a lot of the money supposed to go towards investing in new industries in the region has been badly handled.
No es pragmático la formación que quieren hacer, no es práctica.
He says the type of job opportunities the Spanish government has promised aren't practical. There are no new green energy jobs, he adds. That's because there's been no actual transition away from fossil fuels.
El tema es económico, político.
It's an economic and political issue, Oviña tells me. In Spain, by law, miners have to be paid a living wage with benefits, which brings the price of coal up. But, Oviña says, Spain continues to import coal from other countries where it's much cheaper. Environmental activist Fructuoso Pontigo says that's right.
Se cerraron las minas asturianas.
All the mines in Asturias have closed, but we continue to import coal. It's kind of a contradiction, no?
Pontigo estimates that 80% of the coal burned in Asturias power plants is imported from foreign countries. The region is among Europe's dirtiest, producing vast amounts of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. Many of the miners I met in Asturias say they've seen signs that things were moving forward under the socialists. But again, without a majority, their new government is stalled, and the miners are stuck waiting and wondering if government promises will be different this time. Back at the cafe, the retired miners continue drinking beer and talking about their history of unionizing. Ángeles Rubio breaks into an old mining song about the region's patron saint.
Mira, Marusina, mira, mira y cómo vengo yo.
Rubio starts tearing up as she sings. It's a song her father, who was a miner, used to whistle as he got ready for work.
La mina fue muy dura.
Rubio says life at the coal mine was difficult, but many people were able to live a good life, and the mines shaped the identity of the town. Now, she tells me as she points to the town's empty streets, there are barely any young people around. She says she sees the future of Asturias as dark as the color of coal. For The World, I'm Lucia Benavides in Asturias, Spain.